This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Nigeria's anti-police protesters have remained on the streets in Lagos, breaking the government curfew following a night of chaotic violence in which demonstrators were fired upon. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Police open fire as protesters continue to demonstrate against police brutality in Nigeria. Amnesty International said late Tuesday there was credible but disturbing evidence that security forces had fatally shot protesters who were demonstrating against police despite a new curfew being imposed. One protester has told the Associated Press that his brother was shot and killed this day's demonstrations and that he himself had taken a bullet in the leg. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nine people, including one police officer, have died in the West African state of Guinea. The security minister made that comment on Wednesday following days of unrest after a tense weekend presidential election. In a statement, the ministry pointed to shootings and stabbings in the capital, Conakry, and elsewhere in the country since Sunday's presidential vote. Pope Francis became the first pontiff to endorse same-sex civil unions in comments for a documentary that premiered Wednesday, sparking cheers from gay Catholics and demands for clarification from conservatives, given the Vatican's official teaching on the issue. The papal thumbs up came midway through the feature-length documentary, Francesco, which premiered at the Rome Film Festival. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for easy access. From Washington, this is Jim Bertel, and you're listening to